Good to see you.
Yeah, I think we need to have some little man-to-man, Brandon.
Yeah, I was coming over to see you regarding the same matter.
Joining us now is friend and buddy Luke Perry. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Gina.
Oh, hi, Luke. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, morning? So good.
Good. You still hanging out with those guys in the morning?
Yeah, you know, I figure I get up. I'm already dressed. I might as well come here, do a show. You know how it is.
Yeah, come on in, make it look good, smell
yeah,
a little better.
You get it, Luke. You totally get me.
Mark brings the funk.
Who?
You know he does.
Oh, yeah, Mark.
Now,
yeah, he's great.
Hey, before we get into smack talk, this Christmas, Linda had the TV on the Hallmark Channel, and it was a Luke movie. And so I texted him, Linda and I are watching your movie on the Hallmark Channel. You're a cowboy. And he texted me back, and you're a construction worker. Together, we're two-fifths of the village people. So speaking of text, Luke texted me a couple of 3 days ago, and he goes, I got $100 that says Peyton Manning brings tears to your eyes. Are you in? And yeah. I simply texted back, yep. Yeah. Now, are you a Denver fan, or you just like them on this particular game?
I am a Peyton fan, and I think it's going to be a great game. And you know this as a sometimes football watcher, Mark. These two teams are built to play each other, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you've got the number one defense in the NFL going up against the number one scoring offense in
right,
the NFL.
That's a recipe for a good football game, and that's what I'm looking to see on Sunday.
Well, look,
before
let
I
me
take
tell
your money on Monday.
Look, let me say this, and I said this on the air. I don't respect another person in the history of the NFL more than I do Peyton Manning. And if we lose this football game, I will be a little less sadder because this movie script that you can't write, where Peyton wins his last game and then retires off into the Hall of Fame, I'll be a little less sad because he gets that. And I'll say this. Every player on that Denver Broncos team wants to give the sheriff this game.
That's right. And nothing could be better for the league at this point. You know, a league that desperately needs some public relations help. They need a good story. That would be a great way to go out on it. And Cam's got the whole future out there for him. The brother's 6'5", 250, runs like he runs, slings the ball like nothing I've ever seen. It's out there for him. We know that. But sheriff's in town, boys.
Well, listen, you're going to have to come to Carolina next year. Let me take you to a game.
To a Panther? I'm going to have to come to Carolina? Wow, usually that's all right, Mark.
It's quite a trip.
I'll do it. Fire up the banjo and get your kissable cousins lined up.
So, Luke, yesterday I've been dealing with my ticket guy, and I called him the Monday after we secured the game, and I said, I need to get some Super Bowl tickets. And he goes, we're not doing anything right now. This is called Bloody Monday. This is the day when all the idiots are out there spending crazy whack money. We're going to do business next week. And so yesterday I solidified 4 tickets on the 35 on Carolina side.
4 tickets on the 35 Carolina side. And is Linda happy with the financial arrangements that you made, Mark?
Not at all.
No.
No, not. But I will say, because my
ticket... She will be when she gets there.
Well, my ticket guy said, look, I got you something less expensive. I got you something on about the 15-yard line for a lot less, or I've got these on the 35. And Linda was leaning toward the 15, and then she finally went, you know what? Mark has been cheering for this stupid team back when they sucked, and now we're at the Super Bowl. We'll take those on the 35. So she pulled the trigger. Not happy about it, but she did it.
Well, wait till she buys a $10 hot dog at this team. She ain't happy about that either.
So, Luke, we are so excited you're going to join us at the anniversary party. It's sold out in an hour.
Yeah, it's the 26th, right?
Yep.
Happy anniversary, guys. It's going to be awesome.
Do you want me to send you a car?
We're going to throw it down. I want you to send me 2 cars. And I want one of them to be red. And I'll send my car details later. But, yeah, you may have to send me a car, brother, because you know the bar will be open that night.
Yeah, no question. And also, if you want it, Terry Polo's going to be there, and that'll be an easy get for you.
Oh, we are going to get drunk and arm wrestle. It will be fun. She's freakishly strong for a beautiful woman. And, it'll be fun.
Well, Luke, you're a good man. We got to watch some football. Good luck this weekend. I will be there cheering for my Panthers. But like I say, I would love the sheriff to I don't want to say that. I take it back.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Don't Panthers Gurr. And Luke, thank you for being involved in the anniversary show, and thank you for calling.
Oh, we will, brother. It's my pleasure. I'm glad you guys are enjoying so much success with the show. Mark, you're not going to be happy on Monday.
Well,
and
look,
Gina.
Yeah.
Have a nice weekend.
You too, baby.
All right.
Speaking of an easy to get, hey, you can jump into that right there, Miss Grad.
That's probably true. Yeah.
So, Luke, which
we get in there next time, we're going to have to talk about it. You check me at the vacation room for a minute. I looked on the website. I saw them pictures.
I am blushing from top to bottom.
Oh, man.
So, Luke, whoever gets the 100, we will exchange that on stage at the anniversary party.
Deal.
Luke, the best to you, my brother. I love you, and I'll see you on the 26th.
I'm going to put that 100 right in the waistband of your underwear, brother, as you dance around in victory. All right.
Luke Perry, I love you, brother. See you soon.
See you there, brother.